Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian. I'm going to break down the Saints position group, grade them after their season is over. Mike, let's start. Mike and Bobby, let's start with the quarterback position, and we'll start with our quarterback and Bobby. And we had four quarterbacks take snaps and play this year, start this year for the Saints. So amidst the offensive line that was banged up, so you got to kind of grade that with a little bit of a curve, if you will. But grade Jameis Winston. We'll start there, Bobby, in the seven.
Well,
games.
You know, I'm a Pro Football Focus guy. They recently rated Jameis Winston as a low end starter. So what does that mean? You know, they have 32 teams. But that's
a C grade.
But they ranked him number 41 on its list of a top available free agents in the 2022 offseason. Now, if you look at Teron Armstead, he's number two as far as – so it just goes to show you maybe –
No, it's supply and demand,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, how they break it down. Yeah. So, but I think the Saints like Jameis. But I think it would be more at their price. I mean, I still think Dak Prescott took Dallas to the cleaners. Dak Prescott is not a $38 million quarterback. You'd have to that'd be something like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. You'd have to at least win a championship. Now, I think Dak would be worth maybe $10 or $15 million less, $23, $28 million. And look, as of late, he's more accomplished than Jameis. So what is Jameis? What is people? What do they want? But I think right now, I mean, the two mock drafts, did you see the quarterback position?
Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett will never be there when the Saints pick.
And so who's – it's
– Matt Corral.
Mel Kiper, and who's the other one?
Todd McShay.
So I think – I don't know which one picked, but one of them picked Pickett and the other one picked
– Kiper picked Pickett.
Kiper picked Pickett.
And neither one's going to be there.
And Todd McShay picked, you know, their first mock draft and picked Corral. So
get back to Taysom, though. Let's start talking about him.
Well, as a quarterback,
yeah.
He's going to be rehabbing. He's going to be part of the team, but he's not – they're not going to count
on him. So what grade would you give him and Winston?
Like average?
I mean, yeah, C.
You give him a C grade. That's just what you talked about with Pro Football Focus.
I think now Trevor Siemian, I would also give him a solid, maybe a C plus, considering now what role you want him to play. Not the starter, but to come off the bench, that's attractive. What he did in two games. Mm-hmm. Look what he did in the Tampa Bay game and what he did in the Atlanta game. And how he wasn't no weak link and how he helped his cause and the team to win the game. Not as a starter, but.
What you brought up is a good comment, and it's something, it's going to be a luxury and yet a need with Trevor, because what he has done is put himself in a position where if a team's looking for a backup mm-hmm. and a solid backup, I saw what Trevor Siemian did. If I got to go through half a game or a game with him, I'm willing to do that. Now, not over a 4 or 5 game stretch, but one game or to finish a game out because of an injury. I think Trevor Siemian helped himself more. You think about offensive players, probably as much as anybody out on the free agent market.
Yeah, on the market, without a doubt.
Because of the position, the lack of talent at that quarterback position, and also the fact teams are leery about handing that baton to a young kid.
And Sean Payton said it about Trevor Siemian, is after the game against Atlanta. he doesn't get very many. He didn't get that many reps in practice, but cerebrally, it allows him to do that. He can not get. And I think there's some value to that. If you don't have the reps, but yet you can go in there and still perform pretty well, which is difficult. I think there's value on that.
And you need Book to get the reps. He's the young kid.
Right, right.
Got nothing on the resume. He needs to get the reps. What Trevor had, you had that deal. What, he played in over 50 games?
Yes. I got to look it up. But, no, he had played in – he had 25
starts. But he's played in over 50 games.
Yes, but he had 25 starts. That's a lot of starts.
He could have a long career
as a backup.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that. Chase Daniel made a lot of money doing that.
And I think he's better than Chase Daniel.
I do, too.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so I agree there.
We're going to leave Ian Book out of it. It was one right. game. It was during the COVID.
You can't grade him off of that.
Right. It's not fair. So moving on to the offensive line.
Before we go, though, we talk about the quarterback. Do y'all think pie in the sky, like Aaron Rodgers,
no,
Russell
not Aaron.
Wilson?
I think Russell.
Or Deshaun Watson. So you think we didn't play for at least Russell?
I think Russell Wilson is the one guy in play. I think he is outside the organization, the next quarterback full-time for the Saints. And so if it's Russell, if it's Garoppolo, Carr, whoever, I think the Saints are going to go outside the organization.
Well, I have a question for both of you.
I think Garoppolo is more likely than the other three.
Okay.
Jimmy, it won't be Watson. Okay. It won't be Rodgers.
Jimmy G or Derek Carr, would you take them over Jameis Winston?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yep.
I mean, Derek Carr, man, he's one of the best deep ball throwers, and Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, in the league. I mean, he can really
Well, what happened this year is, man, his deep ball – got in trouble because if Henry Ruggs is on that team, that's a different story. But you know, I mean, Henry, man, you know, he's in a world of trouble, and you know, God bless the family who got killed in that. But man, Henry put himself in a bad situation. But that was the deep ball guy, and they were getting a bond between Derek and Henry.
I remember the COVID season. When they played at Kansas City, I think the Chiefs won a row, and the Raiders went to Kansas City
and beat them.
And he made some chunk throws.
Look what he did to the Saints that season, too.
The other thing, too, this year is consider that Darren Waller, who I think is a star player,
was hurt
for 5 or 6 games this year. And that guy, the Saints are still trying to cover him off that game from a couple years ago. He's unreal as an athlete, and he's a big target guy. So, okay, you got an injured Darren Waller, and Henry Ruggs not there. You had Renfro, who really turned into a good player for him, especially in the slot. Man, Hunter, okay, he's 5'9" and a little change. He's 185 pounds, a little change. That little dude can get open, and he catches the ball.
Right, and I can tell you right now, because we know who they're playing next year, right? If we stay pat with the quarterback situation, at best we're going to be 9-8 again.
That's why I think Sean's going to make a move.
I don't think we get into double-digit wins. If we stand pat, what we have and who we having to play, you know, you look at strength of schedule, we play in the AFC North, and always come out with that. So I think we need to make a significant move at quarterback to help us get over that hump and get the double-digit.
Guys, the other thing is this, and that's only one that knows it. How does Sean feel philosophically about Jameis? That, and what I want to do offensively, does he really fit what I want to do? I think that's the big question. I think money you can come up with, but does he kind of connect the dots with me in what I want to run offensively? And I think that is going to be the telltale point here.
Getting back to grading, all right, so C for the quarterback position group. Receivers.
I'd give it an F, but I'm going to give it a D. And it is who you got. Some of it is talent. But with no Michael Thomas, this next man up, Crapola, you can throw that out the window.
Well, you give him a D and they overachieved. So it's like, I mean, come on, you can't hold it against him.
They were doing what they could.
A number of drops.
The drops, yes.
Couldn't get off the line of scrimmage at times.
Could not get. When you watch them, their ability to run downfield, break open, and make a hard cut or sharp cut and make it really sharp where you can get open, I saw only one guy do it. That was Deontay.
I don't recall a lot of yak yards either.
Yeah, like you mean like
yards after the catch. I mean, you know, catch and run. There wasn't a lot of that.
And you know why? You think about the one guy that could have done it was Callaway, and a lot of things was double clutched. He caught the ball and had to catch it again. So, okay, the defender's closing now. You got a little bit of separation. You catch it, but you don't really catch it. You kind of double clutch it, and that guy's right there. Pow! And he hits you. Callaway's got talent, but it's still in the refinement standpoint.
I give Callaway a B because he held the receiving corps because he shouldn't be put in a position where he's even the one or two receiver.
He was doing the best he could.
Yes.
But again, that inability to make that real strong catch right off the bat, I think, really hurt him.
Tre'Quan Smith, we'll talk about him individually. He can't hold him accountable. He's hardly ever on the field. Do you think they move on from him this offseason? Yeah.
Adios.
Yeah.
Kind of what
I thought.
I think, listen, I think what he does as a blocker downfield, and he's a tough guy, and then all of a sudden he'll make a couple catches, and you say, wow, man, could that be the case? And then he'll drop an easy pass, and then, you know, you could see one time Jameis and Tre'Quan kind of getting into it a little bit on the sidelines.
Yeah. Okay, well, you look at Tre'Quan. He struggled through another injury-plagued season, missing six games. He only topped 70 receiving yards once. He even hit the central. He even got 100 yards. What, remember the
third-round pick, right? He was a
third-round pick.
Yeah, you got to produce.
Remember the Eagles game? I think it helped with Drew Brees set that record.
It was against the Washington football team.
That's when he had like 150.
Yeah, he had a big night.
Yeah, well, so my peak.
That was okay. Let's say he topped 70 receiving yards one time. Well, you have to do that at least 6, 7, 8 times, you know, because we're not expected to be Michael Thomas. And it just goes to show
at least 35% of the time.
Yeah, and we're looking at Callaway. That's why I want to give Callaway a good grade because beyond expectations, he led all the Saints in receivers. If you look at 698 yards, 6 touchdowns. Okay, but you look at that. He's right at 700 yards, 6 touchdowns. If you look at 46 catches. His 46 catches, you know what it ranked in the NFL? 84. Okay, his 698 yards, so you say 700. 51st. Okay, and his 6 touchdowns, that was 25th.
I would have liked to see that number be more in like a 60 to 62 range because now you got shoved. Now, it's not your fault. But you got shoved to be the number one guy as a receiver on this team.
Well, and you know, you look at receivers now, I think it's 707.
I think their biggest, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And what they do in the offseason and everything, you might say, well, what can you expect truly from a rookie coming out of college and contributing in the NFL?
What?
We should know that because Louisiana. The rookie receiving record was smashed in consecutive years. And it's not by accident. They're both from Louisiana. They're both Louisiana natives. Justin Jefferson in 2020 with the Vikings, and now Ja'Marr Chase this year. 5 rookies this year topped 900 receiving yards in 2021 after 5 recorded at least 850 yards in 2020. So here's this guy coming straight out of college.
Yeah.
And rookies contributing at a high level.
So this narrative that gets put out about, oh, it takes them 3 years to get ready for the – man, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Waddle. I seen a guy that was a middle-round pick, okay, in Amon-Ra St. Brown. Would the Lions do it? Okay, look what he did on a team that's really limited. And, again, there were a lot of guys picked ahead of Brown in their draft. Okay, you can say, well, they didn't have a shot at Waddle. They didn't have a shot at Ja'Marr. And that's true. Okay, explain me St. Brown.
Today's NFL is a spread-you-out kind of game, and these kids are playing in that in college, these receivers.
They come in.
So they're adjusted already.
They come
in. And 7-on-7 passing.
Well, but that's the majority of the teams. But you still got the Titans and the 49ers.
Majority of the NFL is spread-you-out.
But they built to do it that way.
Yeah, that's why I tell you the NFL would hate it if the Titans and the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Oh, we're going to promote this. We've got all these great quarterbacks. Oh,
well, I wouldn't hate it for one.
Who's still left? Jimmy G and Tannehill.
I wouldn't hate it for one.
You want it to happen, huh?
Oh, yes, for sure. That's awesome.
Well, I want it to happen for one.
Oh, for Tannehill, because the Titans, you make more money.
All right, so we got a D on the receivers. Let's go tight ends. Adam Trautman has underachieved so far. He had one big game and then was injured. That's when he got when he got banged up, missed several games. Nick Vanette. I mean, the tight end position was really DeJuan Johnson. Really nothing to write home about.
Well, again, now
you
Trautman
make that curve with the screen.
I give him the D. I don't want to give nobody an F.
No,
you know I don't.
Why?
Well, but
it wasn't.
I wish I were
good.
My teachers.
But you got to consider the talent.
Okay, there was no expectations. Yeah. I mean, there's expectation.
Adam expectation probably, on Adam.
But he didn't do anything before. It's not like he'd done it. It's not like all of a sudden he was Jared Cook or something and had did something, and then maybe he don't live up to what you expected.
Bobby
him to
can just say this. How many people we do on Monday nights we had the slipper? People say, man, I sure wish we had Jared Cook back. Mm-hmm. Man, I thought I'd never hear that in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Saw it a lot on Twitter.
It's like, whoa.
Be more productive. But,
so you know. Going to D on the tight end group?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think, Bobby, I'll start with you. Do you think the tight end position, the future looks bright, could be bright,
no.
Or are they going to go in another direction?
Got to go in another direction. That's my opinion, Hebert.
No, you got to go. Adam Trautman, I'm not saying he can't make the team, but if he's going to be your go-to tight end, and we know how to utilize the tight end with Sean Payton, Pete Carmichael. It goes back to like Jeremy Shockey. You even look at like Billy Miller.
David Thomas.
Jimmy Graham. David Thomas. You look at Ben Watson. I mean, no. And listen, they know how to get the ball to tight end. That's why it's a shame that the lack of production. It was just not there, and it's not because they wasn't given opportunities. He didn't impact the game. The tight end – can make a difference. Like, well, that he was a difference maker helping us win. No, that never happened this year with the tight end position.
Going to running backs and Alvin Kamara leading the way individually. I think Kamara, gets an A-, B+?
Well, because he can't truly be the matrix if they're not blocking for him.
I'll give him an A.
I'd say B+.
No, and no curve here. He's an A. He's the best offensive player you have on that team and arguably the best player.
But, I mean, as far as production, he had games back-to-back where we were counting on him. Now, they weren't blocking for him where he didn't have 100 yards total.
Well, he was also the focal point of the defense.
And they're putting 8 men in the box. Yes, that's what I'm saying. He's not Superman.
No, you could have took a team picture of the Dolphins' defense every time he touched the ball. You could have had all 11 guys. You could have had basically a team picture of them.
Right, we expected him to work miracles.
But it's hard.
They don't block for him. Come on.
And also, too, his talents as a receiver.
Yeah,
he puts a lot of pressure on defenses as a receiver coming out of the backfield. And to be honest, I'd like to see him used a little bit more there. But I get it because maybe that's not the type pass. Taysom and Jameis and Trevor throw well. Drew was great throwing the ball, poof, coming out the backfield, get it to him.
And that might not
necessarily be the case for the other
throwing
three.
It behind him or
way high.
Yes, hitting him in stride so he can get that yak.
Ty Montgomery, Tony Jones Jr. I mean, they didn't have many opportunities. I don't want to drag down the overall grade because of opportunities, but I think B minus.
Well,
in
hindsight, though, they should have kept Latavius Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Jones can't hold Latavius Murray's jock. Now, let me tell you why I say that. You know, Latavius Murray. You know what he did with the Ravens? He had 501 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns. Did Tony Jones even come? Well, he got hurt, and then you know we had to go get Mark Ingram and stuff. So, I look at the running back position and. I don't know, Mark Ingram right now, he's due to count $2.3 million in the salary cap, against the salary cap in the final year of contract that he did sign with the Texans. So
He's worth that.
Yeah, I would not, I would not be surprised
him.
If he, yeah,
I'm
keeping him along because their relationship with Alvin Kamara.
And also he can catch the ball, and I'll never forget Drew, when we were doing an early edition of Quarterback to Quarterback, Bobby brought it up to Drew about what's the one thing people really don't know about Mark Ingram that they should know. And Drew was quick. He's a tremendous pass protector.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when you're the quarterback and you know it, Bob, that guy's protected. He's the last line of defense.
I had that with Arnhead, with Craig Hayward. It's like having a guard back there.
Bobby Hebert, Mike DeTillier.
He knew the block, and most of the time. I got a 49er story with that. But whoever he was blocking, they were blocked.
Bobby Hebert, Mike DeTillier, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Oh, 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 oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.